WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration gives U.S. automakers a temporary break on the new U.S. tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
President Trump is granting a temporary tariff exemption for U.S. automakers importing cars from Mexico and Canada.
The president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
On Tuesday, President Trump imposed a 25% tariff on imports from both countries and doubled the new tariff on Chinese goods to 20%. The countries retaliated with tariffs of their own. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
The size of the DOGE task force proposed job cuts is raising eyebrows. CBS's Michael Wallace with examples.
Potentially 80,000 job cuts at the Department of Veterans Affairs, up to 45,000 at the IRS, the dismantling of USAID. 80% of federal jobs are based outside the Washington, D.C. area.
Former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker calls the size of the cuts extraordinary and says he's concerned with the speed and lack of transparency. A federal appeals court sides with the Trump administration, allowing the removal of Hampton Dellinger as head of the Office of Special Counsel. This as a legal battle rages over the president's authority to fire the special counsel. The alleged mastermind of the deadly 2021 Abbey Gate Airport attack in Afghanistan has faced a judge. CBS's Scott McFarland was in the courtroom.
A suspected ISIS-K terrorist standing in the U.S. court answering for an historic attack. Informed he'd be held in jail till further hearings and faces the prospect of life in prison if convicted.
Three skiers provided access to slopes by a helicopter are confirmed dead as they were after they were caught in a large avalanche yesterday in Alaska. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It happened Tuesday afternoon in Alaska's backcountry near the ski community of Girdwood, south of Anchorage. The group was heliskiing. The company they were with tried to rescue the skiers but was unable to do so because the snow is so deep.
Guides saying they were buried in 40 to 100 feet of snow. At least seven people have been hurt, four seriously, after a training accident during a joint military drill involving U.S. forces in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen has more from Seoul.
A South Korean fighter jet accidentally dropped eight bombs outside of the designated training range, according to local officials. Buildings, including a church and several houses, were hit in a village located near the training area.
Americans are finding it harder to pay their medical bills. A Gallup survey finds that $74 billion was borrowed by 31 million Americans to pay for health care last year. Most borrowed at least $500. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wombo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually become partly cloudy in the overnight, but still a blustery northwest wind, so you could see a little bit of patchy blowing snow in spots. Otherwise, overnight lows in the mid-teens. Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith. Did you watch the speech yesterday? Did you see what Donald Trump had to say? I'd be interested in your reflections and responses. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. It's 202-808-9925. It is Wednesday. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday, Word Wednesday. The power of words. 'Tis a strange mystery, the power of words. Life is in them, and death. A word can send the crimson color hurrying to the cheek. Hurrying with many meanings, or can turn the current cold and deadly to the heart. Anger and fear are in them. Grief and joy are on their sound. Yet slight, impalpable. A word is but a breath of passing air. That's what Letitia Elizabeth Landon had to say about the power of words. What were the words that the president chose last night? In a little bit, I'll play a clip. We'll play a supercut of some of the moments. I'd say just a couple of things. One, listeners, you got your wish. You got your wish. Or they were listening to you, or a mixture of the two. So we tended to get three recommendations from callers about how opposition party members, how Democratic Party members, how non-Trump cult members, you choose your descriptor, could respond or should respond, should act in the chamber during the joint session. To be clear, just to make sure we don't confuse it, it wasn't a State of the Union, it was just a joint session. A couple people called it different things. There were three things. We heard they should walk out. We heard they should disrupt loudly until they get kicked out. And we heard, well, no, they should just hold up signs or have some indicia, armband, something they can hold up that shows their disagreement. Maybe something that every time he lies, they show up something that says that's not true. Well, it turns out all y'all got your wish. All three things happened. Representative Green shouted out, say, you did not win a mandate to cut Medicaid. And afterwards, I thought he had a masterful interview where he focused on that. where Donald Trump says, I won the seven swing states. He didn't say he won by 1.5% nationwide. He continues to overstate his victory to try to say that he has great popular support, not saying that after significant voter manipulation, significant voter suppression, he eked out a 1.5 percentage win. But in claiming his mandate, Representative Green, Al Green said, you don't have a mandate to cut Medicaid. Now, you couldn't really hear that spelled out, articulated, enunciated, because the gallery wasn't mic'd. All you saw was him get kicked out. J.D. Vance motioned, Donald Trump, in fact, motioned, and then somebody with the sergeant at arms came, and Representative Green peacefully left after a while of that. And then the Republicans got up and, like a bunch of frat boys, said, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. I remember doing that. I remember doing that when we were winning basketball games in high school. So I remember. We would do it. It was kind of funny. It was kind of funny. Didn't do it on the floor of the United States Congress. Nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. I didn't do that in floor. Did do it in the Grant High School gymnasium when there was a victory against a high school basketball rival. And even then, it seemed just mildly inappropriate, just a little bit not cool. And 30 years later, I'd hesitate to say how long, it seems less cool in a high school gymnasium. Seems like the kind of thing we should probably get over that a little bit. So now it's gone from the high school gymnasium to the halls of Congress, not just the halls of Congress, excuse me, the chamber. Okay. So the people who wanted there to be disruption and vocal disagreement, you got your wish. Second, for the people who wanted there to be signs, you know, quieter response, bunch of signs, bunch of little placards, tasteful, round, white on one side, black on the other, that pointing out resistance, pointing out moments of lies, you got your wish. Third, we also had responses of people walking out, including my member of Congress, Maxine Dexter, who said, I can't see this anymore, and walked out. And she wasn't the only one. I think Andrea Salinas, Representative Andrea Salinas, for whom, what it's worth, had a backyard house party the year she was running in a hotly contested swing district seat. A wonderful representative. She walked out also. There were some others. So all of y'all got your wish. And what do I find interesting about this? I find interesting because all of us are thinking strategically, tactically, morally, and emotionally about what is the best way to respond in this moment. And I think there are a diversity of appropriate answers. That's what I think. And the first thing to do is try to speak with your heart and then have your heart speak to your head. And have your head process what will work. Now, for Maxine Dexter, she represents a district where that race is essentially won in the primary. There hasn't been a Republican win that seat in some number of decades. Andrew Salinas said, a little closer district, a little bit closer district. Representative Green, he safe seat. So I want to give a little bit of political context. That I don't tend to think politicians are venal or stupid or lazy. I think they are put into a context. They are strategic and ambitious human beings who also have, most of them, some degree of moral center, or at least, if not in the center, it is one of the strains of all of our complicated personalities. And they act with that in mind. But I want us to consider the context as we judge their conduct. Nate, do we have the supercut? Can we show that?
We might run out of time.
We'll play the supercut right after this coming break. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. Calls are lighting up. I'll be back with your calls. I do want to play that supercut. We won't be spending the entire show on letting Donald Trump kind of pick the fight. But I do think joint session of Congress, first speech by the president, is worth covering some of the important points. I also want to talk about fundamentalism. Because to me, one of the most important points that was said was Donald Trump's statement that he believes he was saved by God to save the country. That he's trying to make this case, not only does he have a 1.5% overstated democracy mandate, but that he has a religious mandate. I want to talk about fundamentalism. I want to talk about what fundamentalism is doing to our, not just religious fundamentalism, to be clear, what fundamentalism is doing to our democracy, what it's doing to our culture, why we should be concerned about it, and I at least want to tease that. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. This is your show, and we will be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. What were the words that mattered? If words matter at all, which words mattered last night? How do we want to talk about it today?
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices. And with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you calling that to a gynecologist?
Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. They're two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in the body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also flavorless, totally flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. We put it in our coffee in the mornings, we love it. And Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers amazing bundle deals that are available only with our special link. You can get 3 packs and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Collagen's good for you. Get nativepath.com/Hartman. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com. GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls so you can clear a little bit of this. Let's go to Jim from Lockport, Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking the call, Jeff. I just wanted to tell your viewers, if they haven't had the opportunity to pull up Bernie Sanders' rebuttal to the State of the Union, I would suggest they do that. That was really spot on. And a little bit about the Republican and how they handle their constituents by putting their by just shutting them off. To me, years back when I had talked to Bernie and Tom, I always said that the Republican Party, if they continued on their path, they should change their logo from the, you know, from the elephant to the woolly mammoth. I felt they would become extinct. But maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe it should be the ostrich, because if they don't want to listen to their constituents, they, you know, to me, it's more appropriate than keep sticking their head in the sand. And it's pretty sad to see. But once again, to get that opportunity to pull up, you know, Bernie Sanders' rebuttal, please do so.
Well, I'll take a look, and we'll encourage people to take a look. And I would say, when you say put their head in the sand, I assume you mean in significant part vast bulks of Republican lawmakers, Republican members of the House and Senate, not doing town hall meetings, yeah?
Absolutely, sir. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I actually think this is a pretty strategic approach. I think people calling their congressman, congresswoman, congressperson, congressional representative, and including those of you in red districts, and saying, please do town hall meetings. It's important. One of the basic requirements, one of the basic expectations of a member of Congress is to interact with their constituents. And not only during election time when they're asking for money and asking for votes, not only through filtered 30-second ads or social media propaganda to give them power, but in fact to have a discussion with their constituents about the direction of the country. First, do that. And second, when they have it, communicate honestly about what's going on. Help them hear that there isn't a mandate for cutting Medicare, There is not a mandate for cutting Medicaid. There is not a mandate for cutting Social Security. That, in fact, if we want honesty from the Republican Party, they should be honest about what they're going to try to do with the government, who they're serving, and if, in fact, they're going to help the large numbers of middle-income and lower-income people in this country, or if they're just going to try to manipulate those folks, just try to hoodwink them based on fundamentalist weirdness and get them to vote against the interest of the overall community, including sometimes them. So I do think that not only the head in the sand is important, the ostrich image is an important image, but also I think that that step of saying, hey, don't be an ostrich. Go out and have a town hall meeting, please, 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 please. And if they don't, say something about it. And if they do, have an honest conversation. I don't mean set a trap. I mean make sure there is an honest conversation so Republican members can realize they represent people who aren't just on Wall Street. They represent not only people who are sort of Bitcoin millionaires or billionaires. They represent not only people who are foreign oligarchs. They represent not only people who are corporate lobbyists. They represent people in their districts who have needs, who might vote Republican, but still might want health care, still might want democracy, still might want clean air and clean water. Jim, last word for you.
It's just sad to see that they just blow up their constituents, whether they be Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's not what the way they're supposed to do it, man.
So, I hear you.
Jeff, you have a good day, my friend.
Thanks, Jim. Nancy from Portland, Oregon, great town. You're on the air.
Thanks. Actually, I have two quick things. One is to follow up on what the gentleman just before me was saying. I really think that this is there's a great opportunity right here in exactly what happened with the Republicans pulling back their congresspeople from having town halls. This is an opportunity for the Democrats to step up and to take over those town halls to in place of those constituents, to either the ones that are in districts nearby or the ones that ran against the people who are Republicans who now hold that office, and for them to do the town halls instead. And to call on publicity while they do them. And I think that would be a great opportunity for them, and missed one if they don't do it.
I know you have two things. Let me respond to that one. And we'll stick with you and make sure you have your second one. But the what I like about what you said is it had two elements, and I think both elements are important. One is participating in the town halls. Two is having a move, is having not just a response, but a plan for when they don't even host them. Or when, like Cliff Bentz, who I served with, I know him, now representing Eastern Oregon in Congress, the one Republican member of the House from the state of Oregon, when he went to his town hall and people were sort of being unruly and talking about their concern, he says, well, we don't have to do this. I could just leave. Is that what you want? Not all of my colleagues are even having these, right? Like, it was this gift he was giving.
Yeah,
Stick with us, Nancy. But it was this gift that they were giving. Actually, spit out your other thing. We're about to be on a long break. Spit out your other thing. I think you were going to say that Moore should have walked out when Green walked.
Well, that's true, but that's what I was thinking. But the thing that I wanted to respond to is you had suggested that artists...
Yes.
I've spoken to an artist who has been trying to post.
Nice.
On.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If you have a thought, we had to go to break, but Nancy, feel free to set your thought in. If you want to stick around, stick around.
Sure.
Everybody else, stick around. 202-808-9925.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is giving U.S.-based carmakers a temporary exemption on tariffs. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
The Trump administration is reported to be considering cutting tens of thousands of jobs at the VA and at the IRS. David Walker is a former Comptroller General of the U.S.
Clearly, there's an opportunity to reduce headcount over time through leveraging technology. But that takes time and has to be phased in over time.
At least seven people have been hurt, four of them seriously, in a training accident during a joint military drill involving U.S. forces in South Korea. From Seoul, reporter Alex Jensen.
Taking part in a joint live-fire drill between Seoul and the border with North Korea, a South Korean fighter jet dropped eight bombs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually become partly cloudy in the overnight, but still a blustery northwest wind, so you could see a little bit of patchy blowing snow in spots. Otherwise, overnight lows in the mid-teens. Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on this serious side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Speech. Sat in the chamber for the speech. He had won the seat of another recently deceased House Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson, who died after a pancreatic cancer diagnosis. Rest in peace to the representative. Let's finish with Nancy. Nancy called right before the break, and I knew was champing at the bit to finish a point. Nancy, what you'd already said was that an artist was trying to share, and then we went to break. Finish your point, please.
Yeah. Basically, as a result of this, I reached out to Tristan McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, Gerties, who's an actress and who posted several videos on Facebook, which you can look up. And she's asking for help on what to do to get her message out. And I suggested she reach out to other artists and that she could do that as her role, and told her what you've been mentioning, to which she said that it was a tricky situation because most people are out of work and worried that this will hurt their chances of work. And she made the video. But, of course, she doesn't think that should matter. But more importantly, it's that she's getting shadow banned by the platforms by talking out about it.
Yep.
And since she posted the video, her posts only reach 50 people when they used to get 2,000 views.
Yep.
So she really doesn't know how to combat that. And I've seen other actual people doing that, and what they're doing is they're holding products up and talking about products while holding signs with their real message, so they won't get banned.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
They're trying, but they're not. But they can't do it. And I don't know if there's any way to look into that and what the real structure of that is and how that's being accomplished. But I think that's pretty important.
Nancy, I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad we stuck around. I'm so glad you shared that. Let me say two things. Three. First, it ain't easy. I don't think at this moment that any of us should be finger wagging at anyone who feels some fear or trepidation, because I think it's real. Right? Like over the break, I looked, and somebody from on my LinkedIn, I can see if somebody's looked at it and looked at my profile, and it said Washington D.C. like literally this break. And I was just looking at it for, I don't know, fidgeting around. And it said, and sometimes it shows the name, but sometimes you can cloud your name and you just see the type of person it is. And this time it didn't say the name. Two people had seen my LinkedIn profile. One was a friend of mine, and the other was somebody who was unnamed, somebody from Washington, D.C. law enforcement. Somebody from Washington, D.C. law enforcement. And I will say that makes me nervous. Like, I don't know why. I have friends of friends who could do that. It could be any number of reasons, but it makes me nervous. And happening while I'm guest hosting this show. I throw no stone. Let me respond real quick with a couple of things. I'll give you the last word. But I don't begrudge anybody feeling scared. I do think that each of us needs to do our best to find courage, and to recognize that we won't be heard more if we're silent. We'll be heard less. If the artist doesn't say what they think, doesn't speak out, it doesn't mean their views will be heard more. Their views will be heard less. True story that the platforms are ratcheting down the kind of speech that might be required to call them into question and to advocate for democracy. This has happened to multiple people, including a friend of mine. In fact, LinkedIn is one of the platforms, while it's mostly focused on careers and jobs and finance and capitalism and et cetera, at least it is not owned and operated by one of the people who was shoulder to shoulder with the oligarchs, professing some degree of support of Trump on his inauguration. So I think we need to look for guerrilla opportunities, right? Not as in the great ape, but as in figuring out how to hack existing systems. I don't mean break them. I don't mean break the law. I just mean work within, like your idea of holding up a product, like try to work on the algorithm and finding other people who are like-minded. Because here's the thing. There are millions. And every time your friend speaks out, somebody else has courage to speak out also. Maybe every time I come back on the air after seeing that someone from Washington, D.C. law enforcement was looking into me, that maybe that can give a few other people courage on this program to also speak out and recognize that people who love democracy are not outnumbered. You're not outnumbered. Even if you count votes that weren't cast, even Donald Trump doesn't have the support of the majority of human beings in the country. He doesn't even have the support of the majority of people who respond to polls. He does control, the Republican Party does control the branches of the federal government. But they don't control every city. They don't control every police department. They don't control every county. They don't control every state. There are lots of good people in this country. And each of us needs to find some moments of courage. And without finger wagging him, but with encouragement, find some moments of courage. And I'll also say, because by doing that, we'll start building additional platforms. Some of those platforms will be in person. One of the reasons I like the idea of doing an event, the idea that came in yesterday, one of the reasons I like the idea of doing an event, sort of a mixture of a conference and concert, is that we can build human relationships that are less likely to be, not entirely unlikely, but less likely to be influenced by, manipulated by bots and algorithms and sort of the social media trickery that has been leading the country down the primrose path and not so primrose over the last several years. So we do have to keep all of your friends' concerns within our mind as we map the strategic landscape. I think we have to figure out a way for that not to freeze us. And if they take one of us down, others continue to walk forward. Others carry the flag that the battle for democracy doesn't die just because a few of us are afraid. We have to go. And by doing that, I think that's one of the ways arts will flourish. I think when somebody shows courage, people see it. I think the best activism shows courage, not just anger, but courage. And when you show that courage, not only inspires other courage, we can start building that community. And that's what when real art will flourish. And it won't just seem like propaganda. And that's the stuff that will last. That's the poetry that people will say after we die. Those are the statues that we won't tear down after the oligarch is passed because they were just propaganda for Lenin. That's the kind of stuff we preserve and honor and thank because it was when the human spirit triumphed over its fear. Last word for you, Nancy.
Well, I like everything you're saying. I 100% agree with that. I was thinking of mentioning two quick things.
Please.
One is that the spineless Republicans are not only afraid that they'll be primaried with Trump, but I think they're also afraid for their lives. And there seems to be some indication of that if they go against Trump. And the brown shirts that he's released by releasing all the criminals from the insurrection to have his standing army of people who will act on his behalf is not to be really underestimated as one of the things he's doing. Not to take away from anything you're saying or what we have to do. And the other thing I quickly wanted to mention, I don't know if anybody noticed it, was in the speech last night, he was holding up this girl who had social media. There was AI that changed her face or something, and she was sexually somehow harassed as a result of this. And then he added, and basically to get rid of any AI changing of people's faces or whatever was his thing, which, of course, all the parodies of him involved. And so he mentioned, and I think I'll use that too.
Yeah.
You know, so he wants to get rid of any mockery, any parodies of him, which is extremely horrifying and dangerous, just to mention that that is his next plan, clearly, yeah. Or one of them.
No, Nancy, I appreciate the call. Appreciate the perspective. And last thing I'll say in response is strength in numbers. But the more people who can speak out, the more people can speak out. The more the protests are, the harder it is to target just one of them. The more people are willing to stand up, more people will stand with you. That's what I'd say about that. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to break right now, and I want to come back and play a little supercut of the talk before we get to the top of the hour. We'll be right back. This is Tom Hartman Show. This is your show. I'm Jeff. What are the words we should be paying attention to? And how do you cope with fear, either by disregarding it or making it through?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, and we'll be right back.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at CivicMedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Field of Greens, what is the unhealthiest snack you've eaten lately? For me, it was Girl Scout cookies that a wonderful colleague brought in today. Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies impossible. We're human. I don't eat healthy all the time. You don't eat healthy all the time. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or have a pizza or a cookie or several cookies, we can enjoy it with a little less guilt because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our bodies need daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let's get you started with our special discounts, 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Play it up.
We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years, and we are just getting started. We won the popular vote.
They're just getting
by
started.
Big numbers and won counties in our country.
Popular vote by 1.5%.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
Didn't win a mandate.
The chair now directs the sergeant in arms to restore
Medicaid.
Order.
Yeah.
Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a
by
disease that would wipe out entire nations. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. We suffered the worst inflation in 48 years, but perhaps even in the history of our country.
Not nearly in the history of our country. As president, I'm fighting every day
to reverse this damage and make America affordable again.
With
Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control.
Which is going up now, thanks in part to bird food.
The egg price is out of control. And to that end, I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
Go.
So it's not about efficiency.
Which is headed by Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight.
Yeah. Congratulations on getting elected.
Because we are draining the swamp. It's very simple. And the days of rule by unelected bureaucrats
except
are
for Elon
over.
Musk.
April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs kick in.
Yeah, the after April 1st
and
day.
Whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them.
That'll lower the price of eggs.
Back and forth. Since taking office, my administration has launched the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history.
Yeah, after you killed the bill.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed
was somebody willing to act without legislation, without following the Constitution. Yeah, maybe.
I'm also working tirelessly to end the savage conflict in Ukraine. Today I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. It's time to end this senseless war. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides. My fellow Americans, get ready for an incredible future because the golden age of America has only just begun.
Well, that sounds good.
It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before.
I think it will
Thank
be like
you.
Nothing
God
we've ever
bless
seen
you
before.
And God bless America.
I think it will be like nothing we've ever seen before. All right. Anything you loved about it? At some point, I do want to talk about tariffs, but right now, I want to make sure we have time for the most patient listener award winner, who is Brooklyn from Denver, Colorado. You're on the air. Brooklyn?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention, I'll try to compress everything that I wanted to say, or I want to say, but I'm a student of history right now. I'm 75 years old, and I used to teach history after I was in the Naval Reserves at Annapolis, at the Naval Academy. So I've always been a student of history, and the similarities between 1933, what happened at the Weimar Republic, and today, what's happening today, Project 2025 is basically the child of what happened with the Nuremberg laws in Germany that shut down the press, that started going after people because of who they were, Jews, yeah. and all the intellectuals and all in Germany. So the similarities are very, very stark as far as I'm concerned. I'm now studying to get a PhD in history at the age of 75. I don't know if I'll be able to get it because of the way the country is right now. It's a tough road to hoe,
yeah.
And I audit classes at our public universities while they're still public.
Yeah.
So what I want to offer really quickly here before you get to the top of the hour and all is that people have to know their history, and I think that Americans probably have been the worst students. And I say that, you know, I hate to have
no,
to
I hear you. I hear you.
The worst history, yeah. in knowing what their history is, what the history that we have is. I will invoke the name of Dr. Howard Zinn and his
People's History.
People's History. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the call, Brooklyn.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for your perspective. And yeah, I think you bring up the Weimar Republic, you bring up the Nuremberg articles, and you bring up Nazi Party and Hitler. The concern I have is that Hitler just becomes sort of synonym of bad. Now, that's useful and important because Hitler was very, very bad. But it also can simplify things to the degree that somebody won't read the history, particularly if what you're saying is there's things that are happening, and the person who's looking at that is, and what you're actually critiquing is something that somebody else thinks is good. Like saying, for instance, to a supporter of Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is doing something like Hitler. But all they hear is you're attacking Donald Trump. And so, and that means, because we connect our own views to our own identity, that means they feel emotionally an attack on them. And therefore, it ends up not being persuasive. When very often what is said, listen, it's not about those two people being alike. It is what is happening to democratic processes. How do you make sure that the worst case scenario doesn't happen? It's making sure you don't pass the kind of laws that make it possible to have an authoritarian regime. We've got to figure out ways to make this persuasive, not because we're going to flip, 30% of hardcore folks, because we need a pro-democracy majority.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we talk to State Senator LaTanya Johnson of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, and we meet new State Assembly Representative Russell Goodwin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has told Hamas to release all of the remaining Israeli hostages. He called it his last warning. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said he's sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
And the White House has confirmed the U.S. is in direct negotiations with Hamas for the first time since the group was formed. It said Special Envoy Adam Bola had the authority to talk to anyone to do what's in the best interest of the American people.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration wants the VA to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace has details.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff calls for a return to 2019 staffing levels before the Biden administration expanded the VA to 479,000 employees to help treat the